Hey, check it out. A little bonus episode for you. What's going on? 7:20 p.m. on Monday night. I'm getting ready to head back to San Diego. Sunny San Diego after a week here in Vancouver. It's a great time until about an hour ago. I almost completely lost my composure. I'll tell you a story about that. Few thoughts on the coup in Zimbabwe, and also this hashtag MeToo sexual assault. Firestorm has actually taken down one of my heroes. Charlie Rose has now been accused in a very, very disappointing development. So, how's it going? Hope you guys are well. I had a great week here in Vancouver, hanging out with my fellow Canadians, working in the office. Funny, going to the office, Rick's office. It's kind of like a mecca pilgrimage for those of us who were in the fan club for so long. You know, I watched so many videos of the guy from his office in Carlsbad and also this office that I know what it's supposed to look like. So I walk in and, you know, I'm thinking, oh, I thought it was a little bit smaller than this. And hey, where'd the plant go? There's supposed to be a plant right here. Somebody moved it. But anyway, that was great. Yeah, I had a great time and, you know, hooked up with friends, got a lot of work done. It was great. Things were just great. Then I got to the airport. And even that was going well, you know. Got to the airport, and it was quiet. Because I guess there are not a lot of flights leaving in the evening. From Vancouver, anyway. I thought there were a lot of red eyes that left. But anyway, none that I can see. So I was really quiet, and I thought, oh, this is going to be great. I'm going to cruise through security and just relax. It's going to be awesome. And it was going great until I got to the security line. And then I found that I guess the airport starts to shut down around 5, 6 o'clock here. So most of the security stations were closed. And more importantly, the little fast lane pass that I have, you know, the one that lets me skip all of the nonsense, the shoe removing, belt removing, x-ray scanning, you know, all that garbage. The line that lets me skip all that was closed. So I had to go in the line with the rest of the cattle. And that was an unpleasant surprise. And, you know, there's really something psychological about that whole process, you know, because I understand now why you have to boil the frog slowly. Because for years, I mean, think about it. How long has this been going on? 15, 16, 17 years? I was okay with it. I mean, not okay, but I tolerated it fine. And then I got this pass, and I haven't had it very long. I'll say I've had it for about 6 months. And then I got used to the old way of doing things, right? You just walk through, you don't take off your shoes, you just go through this ridiculous routine, right? That we all know does nothing to improve safety. And I got used to not doing that. And then so all of a sudden, surprise, you're going through this line, and then surprise, secondary check. So, right? So I'm already pissed that I got to take off my shoes, my belt, empty my pockets and all that crap. And then I go through and the stupid bell rings anyway because it's on some stupid pseudo-random, you know, whatever, right? So it flags me anyway. So this guy's like, oh, nope, so you got to do secondary. And so I'm all the way back in my mind to the very first time this happened. And he says, would you like to go through this machine? I said, hell no. Right? A year ago, I would have gone through the machine. This time, I'm like, no, I'm not going through that stupid machine. Get myself all radiated. So he goes, okay, we got to do a pat down. I'm like, okay, fine, I'll take the pat down. And he said, is there any place that is sensitive? And I'm like, hell yeah, there are places that are sensitive. And I'm joking about it now, but I had a deadpan, serious look on my face, like, hell yeah. And he said, where? And then I said something like, you know where. Don't touch there. It was like the guy, remember the infamous don't touch my junk thing? Actually, that was that in San Diego? Anyway, this is Vancouver. And so the guy's like all defensive, and he's like, I just have to do this. I know you're global entry and you normally don't have to do this. And you know the funny thing about it is as I was walking to security, before I realized what was going to happen, I saw a sign on my way in, and the sign said, warning, abuse of the customs and security personnel will not be tolerated, or something like that. Abuse of language or other abuse will result in missing the flight and maybe prosecution. And I remember just like for a split second, as I walked by that sign, I thought, wow, that's kind of harsh. Like, why are they so on edge about, like, what's going on here? I don't remember seeing a sign like that before. Now I know why. Because you got all these Americans coming through with their global entry or whatever, not used to being patted down anymore, getting a little friggin' mad. That's exactly what's going on. So anyway, this guy's, he's like, well, I just have to do this, and, you know, and I'm just staring at him like I want to kill him. He goes, I have to do this, and so he starts doing it, and he's moving his hand around, and I'm serious, I'm looking at him, and I'm imagining myself just choking this guy out, just choking him. And he's looking at me, that is the lightest pat down I've ever gotten in my life. But man, it could have gone, you know. Actually, the guy was really cool, because if he was a jerk, if we were in the States and he was one of those guys, a jerk, he would have goaded me into doing something or made up something. And then who knows what would have happened to me. Wouldn't be sitting here. Oh, something went wrong, got cut off. Hopefully didn't lose too much. But anyway, after I got through security, then I went through the whole customs thing, and that thing's all like automated now, and it's very, you know, it just matches those dystopian movies where you go through and it's like flash, flash, check, check, and everything. Just so mechanical, and it was horrible. But anyway, glad to be through that. Glad to be, you know, on my way home, and looking forward to a good Thanksgiving. What to comment? What did I want to comment? Oh yeah, the whole, the Zimbabwe thing. Was that crazy or what? I didn't read too much about it, but just the headlines and some of the pictures, really funny, you know, because one minute you hear something's going on, the next minute you hear these guys have taken control of the TV station, and then the next thing you know it, you're seeing this guy wearing like military fatigues with the beret and the flag behind him on national TV, and it's just like, is that the classic... classic way to implement a coup, right? I mean, is that it? Forget about, you know, assassinating this guy, this a plan to make it look like it was this lone gunman that, you know. No, just roll the tanks in, take the TV station, put the guy under house arrest and say, we're in charge. It's like these guys, you know, went on Wikipedia or something, typed in coup... DTAT, just read it and then just implemented it. And then my mind goes racing off in all these other directions. I'm looking at that and thinking, you know what? If I ever just completely lost it and I wanted to burn down the house, meaning my career, just what I could do is I could dress up like that and do an episode of the Power and Market Report with a beret and military fatigues and a logo of my old company in the back. Oh, God. I don't think I'm ready to do that yet. But, man, if you're going to go out like that JetBlue guy, you know, pull the emergency chute, grab a beer, that would be the way to do it. Okay, finally, I want to talk about, I don't know what I was going to say about this, but the whole Charlie Rose thing has me is deeply disturbed, man. I mean, for a while it was, okay, producers, and you know, why was anyone surprised that producers were doing that? Then it was actors, or directors, or comedians, politicians, right? Why is anyone surprised? Why would anyone be surprised that that would be the case? But yeah, Charlie Rose, that sucks. That really sucks. And I was hoping, oh, I hope it's not true. And you know, that's the other thing about this, with this like feasting, this feast mode that people are in. I mean, who's to stop people from making stuff up, right? Everyone's rushing to judgment so quickly, right? But anyway, yeah, that one hurts. And I was hoping, oh, I hope they're just making it up, but there's just too many people. There's too many people, and he's admitted to some of it anyway. So anyway, it's a sad day. Terry Glenn passed away, the football player from Ohio State who played for the Patriots and the Cowboys. Fatal crash. Sounds like he wasn't wearing a seatbelt. That sucks, because I watched that guy play for a long time. It's kind of the news just generally sucks, you know? Just generally, every day you look at it, it's, can understand why people shut it off. But you know what I was thinking? With the more we of this hashtag MeToo going on, and some of them are super serious, some of them are less serious, but still obviously offensive, and it's good that people feel like they can talk about this stuff now, no doubt. But what about the Clinton accusers from the 90s, or whenever it was? I think it was the 90s. The Paula Joneses and the Kathleen Willies, and these people. Remember when they came out again during the campaign, when Trump brought them out? I mean, they still really weren't taken seriously, were they? And it's just incredible how, I guess it's, you know, politicized, but how would you feel if you were one of them? You went through all of that back then against the most powerful person in the country, and people just cutting you down. I mean, talk about victim blaming and all that. And then now everyone is just like hashtag me too. That's all you have to do now. Yeah, there's no burden of proof or anything. It's just insane. Anyway, not a super uplifting update. I will try to do something a little bit more uplifting next time, but I got to jump on this flight now. So, anyway, thanks for checking in with me once again. Hope you have a great Thanksgiving, or, I guess nothing if you're not from the States. I will check back with you next week, though. Take care. Oh, wait, one more thing. Ever since I started working the conference in Vancouver, the annual conference, which is just this year I started working it, I felt like I need another getaway, because that Vancouver conference used to be my getaway, where we'd get together with the boys, we'd have some fun, talk some trash, learn about investing, and that's sort of gone now because I'm working now. So I floated the idea of another weekend. It's got to be like December, January time frame, and I don't want it to be about investing, because we're already doing that. So I'm thinking, why don't we have a conspiracy theory getaway once a year in December? I can get Tony to do it, and the two of us can get a friend of ours, Bill, to do it, and Bill will get John to do it. So that's four of us right there. Sound interesting? Let me know. @AlbertKLou, question@powerandmarket.com. Catch you later.